Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And today we should have Pooja Desai from Believe Healing co-hosting alongside of Lalita in the chat room. And we will be taking callers as normal with topics on any portion of their life. So let's hope to have a great show today and get started. All right. Well, I'm going to take one moment here to open up the chat room and get everything situated, and we'll go ahead and start taking callers momentarily. Okay. Now I've gotten the chat room open. It looks like we have our first couple of callers here. One of you is by a unknown number. Once more, as a note, we are no longer taking unknown numbers. Please try and hang up and call back into the show by a recognizable phone number or by a recognizable username. Our first caller for today is going to be coming on air under the area code 253.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Andrea. I talked to you about 4 days ago. And just wanted to let all your listening audience know that you're fabulous, and I really appreciate
Thank
all
you.
Your help. And I think that you're very, very, very good. And
Thank
I have a
you.
Question. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I had a developing relationship with a man named Kevin, and we were doing really well, and I know you know something about the trickster, but at one point we were doing fabulously well, and it just turned on the dime, and
okay.
He said, I'm different. I feel that... I would need to change my soul path to be with you, and I don't think you would accept me. Can you shed some light on this, please?
Okay. As of right now, I feel that maybe a part of that healing with him is already beginning to take place.
Right.
I feel that he's recognizing that, and I feel that through some of the focus that has been done on that, that he was allowed to see, I believe that this may be one of the ways that this has gotten through to him.
I don't understand what you just said, but
okay.
I think I got today that it was from him. He was feeling rather disconnected. Has he
mm-hmm.
moved on? And I think I hear what you're saying is that
okay.
he's healing.
He's healing,
and,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
but
he's recognizing.
He has not moved on.
He's
but
not
he is
moved
recognizing.
On?
No, he has not moved on. But he's recognizing that there are certain portions of this that he kind of needs to let go of in order for him to go through that healing to accomplish what he's been wanting to accomplish.
Uh-huh. What are his intentions with me? I've disconnected. You know, we're no longer Facebook friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've
mm-hmm.
Created the move on thing. And what does it look like for us?
All right. Well, right now I feel that the cords may be cut on your end, but they're not quite cut on his end. He still seems to be somewhat connected. This could be just because he may not be able to stop thinking about it or, you know, getting it out of his mind, per se. So as of right now, we're in that transitional period, and we're just going to have to see it play itself out here. The direction that I feel it going in is maybe he will eventually completely move on. But at this time, you know, he's not at that stage yet.
What does he want from me?
Right now, I don't feel he really has an idea of what he wants from you. I think that ultimately it's the attention that he was seeking from you.
Well, can you shed this light on his soul path?
Well, I don't mean to cut you short here, but we're only taking one-part questions now, and occasionally I'll let a couple extra slide here and there.
All right, so I'll call back about this. I don't understand what his soul path would have to change.
Yeah.
So
I understand, but that's going to have to be for another time.
Okay, thank you
really
so much.
I really appreciate you calling in, though. Thank you, and you have a great
God
day.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too.
You too. All right. Well, that was our first wonderful caller of today. Got some great confirmation there. Don't mean to cut anybody short here, but we are trying to keep things a little bit more fair right now and bring in enough, you know, time for each customer. And we're just going to try and use the system right now where we're only doing one part question per customer. Or per caller, per se. All right. Well, our next caller is coming under the area code. Okay. We have Lolita coming in today as a co-host here. Hello, Lolita. How you doing?
Hey, Adam. Sorry, running a little late here. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, darling.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yes,
and,
I would be cut loose a little bit.
Okay, cool. Well, I see that we do also have Pooja that's supposed to be here today, and she may be running a little bit late herself, so we'll bring her on air whenever I can see her in the queue. In the meantime, we have our next caller who's coming under the area code 817. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name's Brandy.
No problem, Brandy. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. And how may I help you?
Yeah, there was a guy that I like named Michael, and I was curious if you could see it going anywhere in the future.
Okay. Michael. You know, as of right now, I feel that Michael has some distance. You know, I do feel like there's more contact down the road. I'm just feeling that right now Michael has some distance and I'm not connecting very well to him. But I do feel like he still has an interest there and trying to see where this can go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right now, I'm also feeling like a bit of this is like, it seems to me as if he's trying to test your patience. It feels like he's trying to see how patient you are. And it feels to me like, you know, this only perpetuates the sign that he is interested in you. But he's going to make things at his own pace. And right now, it's time to just let it, you know, let it evolve as it's going to evolve. Let it manifest as it's going to manifest. And not worry too much about it because, yeah, he's going to stick around for a while.
So he does like me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't show it very well.
Well, right now, I think that, you know, he's on those... He's still, I hate to say it, but he's still on the beginning stages after all this time. And it looks like he's just trying to feel a little bit more comfortable in his own skin around you, okay?
I'm sorry, you said the beginning stages of what? I didn't hear that.
we're still in the beginning stages of this.
Oh.
Meaning, like, we're at the point where he's still, like, it's sort of like he has that crush, but he doesn't know, but he doesn't know how to express himself or how to bring it through. He's not used to that, you know.
Yeah,
but I do feel that he's just testing the waters right now. But don't worry, he's going to stick around for a while. And in this phase or in this stage, it's just time to be in the knowing, to know that this is going to transpire, but not to worry about it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we have Lolita co-hosting today alongside of Pooja Desai, who should be on air with us in the next few minutes or so. All right. Well, Lolita, are you ready to take our next caller?
Yeah, yes, I am. But let me just announce something really quick. If you guys have a question to ask on chat, just IM me, and then I can go ahead and forward that message for anyone that wants to know. Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. And good insert there, by the way. I feel that our listeners sometimes don't quite feel comfortable with expressing their questions on air as much as through an anonymous way through the chat room.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, because sometimes people do ask if they can ask a question on chat. But I think everyone should call in, because you get the voice, the energy, everything. But
oh, yeah.
It's okay if we can't call
yeah.
in. So if you guys have questions...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and IM me, and I'll get your question asked.
Wonderful.
All right.
Our next caller is coming in by an area code 716. Bringing you on air. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you? My name is Audrey.
We're doing
Hello, Audrey.
How may we help you?
Oh, I just have a relationship question. It's about me and my boyfriend, Sean. I just wanted to see, it's like a really deep love connection, and I just wanted to see where things were headed.
Okay, let's see here. Well, you know what? I do feel a very strong connection there. But I've got to be all honest. One thing that I'm picking up on is some type or some level of abuse, if that makes sense. Do you have any clue why I might be picking up on abuse here?
No.
Okay. Because I'm seeing it on a mental level, an emotional level, you know, but it could be on any sort of level. What I'm feeling right now is like either the abuse is there or the abuse is from a past that one of you has.
Yeah,
are
we
you
both
aware
have abuse
of
from our past.
Huh?
He's got abuse from his past, and so do I. Heavily.
Okay, because the weird part is that I'm feeling like this is something that you guys are healing from, okay? As much as you may have made peace with it or he has made peace with it and moved on in life, I'm feeling like right now you guys are healing one another, different portions or aspects of this that may very well not have been healed at an earlier time. Now, to answer your question directly, I do feel this going in a great direction for you and him. I'm seeing a little bit more commitment coming from both ends coming up in the next week, okay? And I just say go with God because it looks like a great situation and it looks divinely driven to me. It looks like you guys, I don't want to say met under weird circumstances, but it felt weird, even though it was one of the most mundane forms.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
All right, I just want a commitment. I just was hoping that down the road I could get it, but.
Mhm. Well, it does look like you're gonna get commitment down the road, but you know, right now it's not about rushing there. It looks like right now it's on its way there, but there's some healing that's taking place before that happens.
Okay, more healing. Got it. Story of my life. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh, go ahead. Well,
what's that? I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, again, we all want to rush, but, you know, just know that when that commitment does come, it's good for you and good for the other person. So, you know, if you're in the flow, then that's what you need to believe in, and it's not our decision. We can't control that. You just need to let it go, and if it's going to manifest, it will. If not, just know it's not meant to be. And just go do some soul searching even further and further. We've all had to do it, but it's a choice that we want to make. So instead of questioning the fact of is that person going to make a commitment, go on the basis on where you're at in life and just know that the person that does come in your life, wherever you're at spiritually and, you know, at work and career and everything, just know that you're going to get that equal partner. So you deserve the best. So the more you work on yourself, the more the equal person that you're going to get and that great partnership and that commitment where there will be no questions on as far as asking is this person going to be committed or not, because the only person that needs to be committed is to yourself.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't do their part, then it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it. If you're on a spiritual plane, you have to understand that the person that you are now is sometimes what we attract. But if that person's ready, that means we have to look at ourselves and say, okay, what else do I need to clear out that's holding me back even? And there are sometimes the things that hold us back that we're just not conscious of it. That's all. So just look at it as that. It's a tool. It's in our face. It's a sign. So I love signs. So the more signs we get, the more it keeps us in question and the more work you do. And just, you know, go with the knowing that when you're at that place and you know it, trust me, you'll have that feeling that where you have no questions and everything does come. I've taken that journey for 8 months, and it's the best journey of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling in.
All right, have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, thank you for giving me that little extra help there, Lolita.
No problem.
I thought you had a message going on over there.
Well, it's so funny because, I mean, we've all been there, you know, and we always want to know, but I look at it as a sign, and that really takes, you know, someone to put their ego down and really acknowledge that. Before asking about somebody, whether it be family or another half, that means it's something that we're energetically putting out there. But we sometimes don't look at ourselves. And, you know, knowing me as a Capricorn, I mean, I've really had to do some work of putting the ego down. And it's really different from getting on my journey that you and Pooja have helped me, like, and now. And it's totally different where you don't even, like, kind of wonder about certain things. You just believe. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, being in the knowing is very similar and walks the same line with faith. Just for our listeners out there and our callers, please make note, you know, faith and being in the knowing are two peas in the same pod, but yet they are not the same entity or emotion. They are two separate beings but from the same pod or the same family.
Before you take a call, let's. I have a question from Shira. She just broke off a relationship. She wants to know. I guess she wants to know he will cause any problems and try to come back into her life or contact me again.
Okay. So she wants to see if any more problems are going to be coming from this individual.
Right.
Okay. Could you, did she mention the individual's name? I was a little bit out there just now.
Hold on. Let me ask him here right now. Yeah, if you guys have questions, please give me your first name and whoever you have a question about. I can't just do it on your ID here. The person's name is Dennis.
Okay. Give me one more. Well, don't even need to tap in. Answer's no. He is not going to return. He will make one more attempt just to see if you have moved on, and then he will leave you alone. Wow, that was strong. That came in like, okay, you are done. You are out of the woods. Say hallelujah and praise the Lord. I'm too strong.
And at the end of the day, there's lots of things that we can do if someone does harass us, right? We have the law. We have everything on you to protect us. And no means no.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to be bringing on our next caller here. I'm bringing on our next caller, which is coming by area code 209. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. I was just kind of have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was just
Go
curious.
Ahead.
Kind of embarrassing question, but I was just wondering, do you see me ever having kids or anytime soon or ever?
Okay. Well, I don't feel it's going to be anytime soon because you're too much in a rush to get there, to be all honest. Now, forgive me if I'm being a little bit too brutally honest, but you need to slow things down a little bit. But your answer is yes, you will have children. Okay. I'm actually seeing two children. There's a possible third, but it's not as strong as the first two. So I guess that one is going to be more like a, you know, if you want it, you can have it kind of deal. But the first two is out there, and they come in very strongly. I'm seeing two girls, okay? The third one looks like a boy. And this, yeah, I know, surprising. But this is good. That's out there for you in the universe. All you've got to do is just slow down, pay attention to your current life, stabilize your life a little bit more, and allow it to come in. The more we keep on putting that order out to the universe to say, hey, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, the universe is going to keep on saying, yes, you do, yes, you do, yes, you do. You know, if you put out to the universe, okay, I know that I'm going to have this in my life because I'm directing myself in that path, then the universe is going to say, okay, you know, here's how it's going to happen. You've got to send it out. You've got to make that order like you do in a restaurant. You got to put it in. Hey, I want this type of food over here, and know that it's going to be brought to you. Rather than, you know, sending in the order every day, trying to change it up every hour before it's even completed to begin with.
Oh, okay.
Right. And the more you think about it, the you're going backwards, actually. You're just recreating the story again from scratch. So if you constantly think about it, you're just actually making it brand new, updating it every single day. So just put out what you want.
The more you update it, the more you're going to prolong it from coming in.
Right.
Okay. I just haven't even been thinking about it lately.
I understand. Well, it does look like you're skilled within the law of attraction here. You know what you're doing, but I'm also feeling like sometimes you're renewing it a little bit too much. You know, right now it's about, like, having the idea, having the goal, and then letting it transpire, letting yourself have it, you know, by just letting it go, in a sense. But knowing that by letting it go, you're not truly letting it go. You're just letting it go for that time period.
I see. Okay.
Okay. No, we're not trying to confuse you. Well, I do apologize if that's what we're doing. But ultimately, you know, I feel you're right there and you have it out there ready for you. And you know, I'm just trying to open up that doorway so you can receive it now by giving you this bit of knowledge.
Okay. All right. Well, that was all I guess I wanted to know today, so...
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
That's all I want to know.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pooja should
all
be on.
Right. Well,
she's
yeah.
doing something.
Okay,
yeah, she should be on in a minute.
All right. Well, we don't have anybody else in the queue right now. Do we have any questions from the chat room over there?
No, I don't actually at this time.
Oh, wow. Well, this is kind of a funny. All right. Well, either, you know what? Just as a note for anyone listening in right now, please visit HealthPsychic.com. We have a few specials going on for the services that I offer and for the services that Pooja Desai's offer through, you know, our readings and counseling sessions with people. We're really here to help you get on your own path that's specifically tailored to your needs and desires, to your goals. I also offer a counseling program, which is a part of the subscription base, along with your readings. And through the counseling program, you will learn and receive affirmations specifically tailored to your needs in life. It's all about helping you become more in tune with yourself and your own spiritual being, whether that's through working on your psychic abilities or your clairvoyancy, whatever the case is, it's out there. We're here to help. That's why they call us spiritual counselors and healers. Lolita, did you want to talk a little bit about what it is to be in the knowing today?
Oh, wow. I guess. I mean, you're doing a good job of it. I guess basically, I don't know. It's so hard for me to describe because it's been such a long, hard work that I don't know what type of steps to take. You know, all
well,
I know
we
is that...
Use are examples of very similar things that may have happened to us in life.
True. I guess really helping me get in the knowing is by actually you guiding me and Pooja actually doing a lot
Thank
of clearing. And each clearing is a representation on how we can get to the next step and understanding what each clearing is meaning and taking acknowledge of it. And then trying not to prevent that, you know, reconnection on the bad way and, you know, bring the reconnection on the, with lots of love. And, you know, also by you giving affirmations and doing your work. Let's see. And just like those little steps, I know exactly helped me and just trusting. And the biggest thing for me I had to learn is that I can't focus too much on it. I had to deal with that for 2 months, but I remember that feeling where you're just focusing so heavily that I can see how it can suffocate a topic or you can actually deter a person from coming into your life, especially if you like that person, holding so many intentions and just knowing that you just got to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically, they were the biggest step for me that I had to learn.
You
have to.
At the end of the day,
our life is already presented with so many things. It's just how we have to get there. And, sometimes we're not meant to have things and sometimes we are. And we have to go through challenges in order to realize it. Is it for me or is it not for me? The biggest thing I say to people is you must put the ego in the trash can. And until that, you could never be in the knowing. And that's everything, whether it be fear, frustration, you know, just You got to just put it out, you know. But anyway, that's what I have to say.
All right. Well, you know, being in the knowing, we do go through certain phases and clearings, as you were stating, because a clearing to the people or listeners right now that don't necessarily know are the things being cleansed away from us emotionally that we have to work through on ourselves that may be holding us back. These things could be feelings from past situations we were in. They could be things that we don't even recognize that are emotionally out of place with us, such as things from our childhood. Once we take certain steps and lessons in life, you know, we move on to the next level up. Sometimes the universe, God, the higher power, whatever you want to call him, being universal myself, many names and many faces, but one source, you know, puts things into our lives, situations into our lives that were there to help us learn and evolve. And certain things are placed into our lives for a extended period of time, and certain things are put into our lives permanently, and certain things are only temporarily within our lives for a short period of time. But ultimately, every experience in life, good and bad, always has a learning behind it. And a tool that we can use is that learning in order to evolve in our lives. And every time we go through one of those clearings, every time we have a breakthrough and make peace with something that we've been struggling with in our lives, we are one step closer to being in the knowing, and we are one step closer to being able to just let go and let ourselves have everything that we desire. Sometimes we may desire and have goals that we deserve even in our lives that we've been wanting to accomplish and haven't been able to reach for so long, because sometimes we are unaware that even us holding on to it too tightly may be the very thing pushing it away and prolonging it from happening.
I agree. Put it better than I did.
Thank you. All right. Well, for our listeners out there, that do want to call in to today's show, we are taking a question on any topic in your life. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And our call-in number is 619-789-6807. Once more, that call-in number is 619-789-6807. As well, we do have specials going on for the services that myself and Pooja Desai offer privately, one-on-one sessions through HowPsychic.com. That is HowPsychic.com. And as a special treat, we now have our co-host, Pooja Desai, coming on air. And hello, Pooja. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Doing
hey,
wonderful. How you doing today?
Looking good. I'm doing well.
How did it go?
All right.
Pretty good.
Good. All right. Cool.
Awesome. All right. As you hear me making a little bit of noise in the background, my sugar is a little bit low, so I have to snack. But, yes, anyone wants to call in, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. We have Pooja Desai from Believe Healing here. We also have Lolita72 from the chat room. And we are waiting for your calls, answering questions on any topic. Our next caller is going to be by area code 773. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing great. How
Hi.
May we help you?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I want to know about my love life.
Okay. What would you like to know about your love life, sweetie?
Well, I don't have one, so I want to know if that was going to be coming anytime soon.
Okay. Well, you know, this has been a date that's been sticking out a lot right now. The 15th of July, okay? I don't know why, but it's sticking out, and I'm seeing two different things. I'm seeing reconnection with a past individual from your life. It doesn't have to be someone you were romantically involved with, but it does look like a reconnection with someone from your past with possibility of romance, okay? And the second thing is that I do see a totally new individual coming in that you do not know, okay? This individual is going to be coming from, I don't know, wow, okay. Okay, hold on, I'm getting a message, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, he's coming in from work. So I don't know if you currently have a job or looking for one, but this guy's coming in from work, this new guy.
Okay, I do have a job.
Okay. Because I'm just focused on your love life right now. And this new guy seems to be not a direct connection with work. Like, you're not going to have desks right next to each other or nothing like that, but he does work for the same company.
Okay.
Okay. But, like, he's a distant coworker. He's someone that plays on a different side of the company than you do.
Ah. See, that's fun to hear. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Adam.
Are you getting anything? You're
welcome. I'm kind of getting the feeling that you feel like you want to settle down. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like you have a good opportunity coming up. I got the same thing that Adam did. Yeah, I'm getting like two or three opportunities actually coming up. But I feel like you're kind of opening the doors for it right now. It's really interesting because you really do feel like you want something serious in your life. I'm pretty much picking up on the same things that Adam is. I'm picking up on an additional opportunity, though, that I feel like would come. Like, I'm getting October also, so I think you're going to have a few chances to create that with somebody.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really getting. And when you're ready, the universe delivers.
Yeah.
It's just about knowing what you want, and when it's in front of you, knowing if you want it or not, and if you decide you don't, there are other options. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
All
thank
right.
you
well,
both.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, I'm actually receiving a message right now from the chat room, and I am getting that you will be going to school in August, okay? So if you're listening, you will be going to school in August. As soon as I saw that come up, I was like, yep, there's the green light. All right. Well, our next caller is coming in by area code 212. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello. Good evening. My name is Anna, and I have a question. Do you see me getting hired or working or anything about work, any advice or information that could be helpful towards getting a,
Okay. You know, this is a feeling. I'm just going to put it that way. Because I've been getting a lot of messages strong today. I guess my psyche's like super tuned in. Medical. What do you have to do with the medical field? Anything?
Mental health.
Okay, because mental health would be considered medical, yeah, okay. Because I'm getting that is a direction that's about to unfold for you, and I'm feeling strongly that there's something right around the corner. We're looking at about a week and a half here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so it looks like you're going to be running into something in a week and a half. It's going to be in that medical field type area. I'm not seeing how it's going to come in. Maybe Pooja's seeing how it's going to happen. Pooja? Hello, Pooja, are you there?
Yeah, I'm getting the August time frame. How it's going to come in, I feel like it's going to be through somebody, like a friend.
Okay.
Maybe they're going to come across, like, an opportunity or something. I feel like there's going to be a friend or a mutual connection that's going to bring it up.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very.
That would be great. Yep. I'll let you guys know.
Okay. Well, thank you. And we do appreciate you calling in. Is there anything else that you'd like to ask at the moment?
Yeah.
You don't have anybody in line here?
If you see any romantic relationship coming up for me.
Okay. Wow. I'm a blank on the relationships myself. It doesn't mean there won't be. I'm just not seeing anything. I'm not connecting there. Pooja, are you getting anything relationship-wise with her?
I'm actually getting that your focus in the next few months is really going to be on work and friends. So I don't feel like there's going to be a relationship, but I feel like you're going to have a lot of opportunities to kind of get to know a few guys, but I feel like friendships are going to really come out of it. I don't see anything really serious coming in the next few months, but that doesn't mean that you can't take things any further with some of them. I just feel like right now your focus is work and friends.
Yeah, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, you're more than welcome, and thank you for calling in. Sorry. Hold on. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Will I hear from Mike again?
Mike. Yep. Green light. Okay. Yep. Yes, you will.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. Thank you so much again. Have
You're
a wonderful
more than welcome
night.
Again. All right, you too.
Phone.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right, it looks like we have a question on the chat room right now. Adam, rent is due on the 8th, and I'm flat broke. Scared to death, and I'm going to lose my house. I am renting single mom with two disabled kids. Do you see how things will go? Okay, let's see here. Yes, actually, rent is due on the 8th. I've got that. But you know what? I don't know how. I'm just feeling like you're going to get a helping hand. And you will be able to make your rent, okay? I am feeling that this is going to come in three different portions. This helping hand is going to help you three times. I don't know if it's the divine hand working through three different people, but this helping hand in three different segments will give you the money that you will need for this rent. So just so you know, you will have it either on time or only a day late from what I can gather. You will not be evicted. All right. Now, if anyone else would like to put a question into the chat room for Lolita, and have it answered on air, please feel free to IM Lolita and let her know what that is so we can answer it here for you. And, yeah, anybody else that would like to call in right now, please call the phone number 619-789-6807. You may need to push 1 to be visible upon the queue for becoming live on air to ask your questions. All right, and you are welcome for the peace of mind, darling. Don't worry about that. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. We're going to be listening to some music from the CD Oneness by the artist Zarina. Can now be found at zarinaone.com. And the track we're listening to is track 1 entitled Shri Ram. Compliment from the chat room on the beautiful music. Thank you. All right. Well, as always, it is an honor to host the show with Lolita and with Pooja Desai from Believe Healing. And Lolita's our co-host over in the chat room as well. I hope everyone has enjoyed today's show. And we are now, as an announcement, having all of our future shows only 1 hour long. So So we do need to be a little bit more strict and, you know, just taking one question, one part questions from our callers, but we will try and help everybody to the fullest of our abilities within reason. And once more, please visit our website over at howpsychic.com, where you can get all the help you need at a very affordable rate. You get a lot of time and bang for your buck. All right, guys, thank you for being here, and thank you for co-hosting with me tonight.
Bye, guys. Blessings.
All right. Blessings to everyone. Have a good night and namaste.
Blessings. Good night.